are listening to DJ Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prog.
Oh!
guys, the third album from none other than Molly Hatchet. It's called Beating the Odds. It came out in 1980 and featured a new singer, which is always a bit of an issue for any band. And is it any good? Well, there's nothing particularly kind of standout-ish about it. I mean, it is what it is. It's that southern rock vibe, a little bit of country in there, I would say, well, at least on one track. The tracks you heard were Poison Pen, Get Her Back, Penthouse Pauper, Few and Far Between, Dead and Gone, The Rambler, Double Taker, and the title track, Beating the Odds. You are listening to DJ Ian on thehouseofprog.com and on CJSF 90.1 FM. We're featuring three albums today. We just finished playing Beating the Odds by Molly Hatchet from 1980. We're going to stick with 1980 right now. Someone mentioned the other day that when you're in 2024, like we are now, playing albums from 1980, it's like when in 1980, so it would be, what, 40 years? Yeah, before that. So would that be 50s? Early 1980? 70, 60, 50, 1940. Wow. Wow. It's like you're listening to stuff from World War II. How about that? That's how where we are with music these days. Now we are the old people playing old things. But, yeah, it's different, though. The music we have in 1980 is not that much different than the music we have now, mainly due to, technical issues. The second album today we're going to feature is the lovely Rachel Sweet, also from 1980, as it's called Protect the Innocent. And we're going to start rolling with track one, side one. This is something called Tonight, right here on the House of Prog and on CJSF 90.1.
I knew you never.
Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prague.
Oh,
That is the amazing Rachel Sweet back in 1980 when she was just a lass fresh off the boat from the United States arriving into Britain. And she was kind of another Debbie Harry, I guess, maybe, I don't know. Protect the Innocent is the second album by Rachel Sweet. It was released on February 15th, 1980 on Stiff Records, which gave her some legitimacy in the UK. And it was produced by Martin Rushent. And, it was some singles were released from it. She was considered a new wave-ish, I guess. Baby Let's Play House, one of the singles, Fool's Gold, Lover's Lane, and Spellbound. Baby Let's Play House, I think, was the biggest hit. That was released, a pre-release in November 79. And it did okay. It didn't do great. It's a new wave Linda Ronstadt. Okay, that's what I kind of let's see where it got to. It got to 77 in the Canadian charts, 123 in US Billboard, and 91 in Australia. So, okay. So, it did okay. It didn't great, but it did all right. So that's Rachel Sweet. Going back to 1980. Hope you enjoyed the side one. I'm not sure if I got side two in there. A bit of side two in there as well. But Baby Let's Play House was the single. And she's kind of a tough girl, almost like a Joan Jett kind of vibe to her. Back in the day. I'm not sure what she's up to these days. I'll have to check that out. Anyway, let's carry on with a bit more from Rachel Sweet, and then we're going to have a delve into a Manchester band called Oscar, who are a bit more obscure than